You're welcome.
Why, in your view, is it important to have more women constructing crossword puzzles?
Well, I should say that there are a lot of women constructing crossword puzzles now. I think the problem has been publishing them. And I think, in general, I would have to say, in any kind of culture, it's great to have diversity because it makes things better.
And how would diversity look in this case? How would it change a crossword puzzle?
I would think that you would see more variety in the kinds of clues and answers. We'd call them entries, themes that you'd see in a puzzle. The puzzle would have broader appeal to greater audiences. I think there's a cliche that the crossword is all about, minor characters in operas or somebody who was on a baseball team in the 1950s. And I think, those are great things to know. But I think we can also become engaged with contemporary culture. The crossword puzzle can help people learn about things they didn't know about before.
So this is not necessarily constructed to bring in things that women stereotypically know about, but just things that more people might know about in a sort of a wider sample of the population.
I would say that's true. I would also say that occasionally, and this is really, I think, a reflection of the broader culture, the wider culture, is that you do see things clued in a crossword in a way that might objectify women or not really frame women as agents, or might take what we might call a heteronormative perspective. You might see the word, say, like a word like mom clued as dad's partner. Whereas, I think we would be more inclined in our project to clue a word like, if we had the word moms in a puzzle, to clue that as some families have too. So I think sort of not assuming who the person is who's solving it and what that person's perspective on that knowledge might be as well.
As you were constructing a crossword puzzle, did you ever have any trouble working with a male editor trying to get your point across?
Well, I once put the word sass in a puzzle, SASS, and I knew this would get edited, but I clued it as what assertive women's speech is sometimes characterized as. And that's a little bit too long, right, for a newspaper puzzle anyway, but it got edited to backtalk, which is granted a synonym for sass. But I just thought it was really ironic because, in some ways, what I was doing was sassing the clues a little bit.
Your Kickstarter campaign stresses that the constructors of the crossword puzzles will be paid. Why is that important? Are most constructors not paid?
They are paid for the major newspapers and for some of the more independent projects that where you can get subscriptions by email, which is what our project will do. But there have been one of the ways that people often break into this business is by setting up their own blog and just giving away their puzzles for free and kind of developing a reputation that way. It was important for us that people would want to publish with us, that women constructors want to publish with us, not just for exposure, but because we are paying them and valuing their work.
Your project had a big response on Kickstarter. You well exceeded your goal. Why do you think the project has struck such a chord?
I don't know if it was a combination of the time that it came out and just that this has been, I think, in our community, our subculture, this has been needed for a long time. I had a little bit of soul searching after the election, and I thought, wow, why didn't I spend, why didn't we spend all of this time and all of that, raising money for candidates who would, for progress and for change, and instead of puzzles, instead of something that could be construed as a distraction. But some friends of mine gave me some feedback and said, this is something, making something is also a kind of activism. Making something is an intervention into making the world into something you want to see.
Laura Bronstein, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.